Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this individual decided to misgender their entire family during Thanksgiving to make them know how Pat here feels. No one cares, though. This will just prove to their family members just how deep their insecurity runs. I keep saying they because even I can't conclusively decide if this is a he or a she. It's also sad they have to go to social media and try and get victimhood points for being misgendered, but that smile tells me otherwise. That those on the left get hard if this is a dude whenever they and others see themselves as victims. Up next, Tom Brady's New York card shop was robbed and the bandit got away with 10 grand worth of Pokemon cards. Looks like it's desperate times out there. And you know, this is just a warm-up for when Mam Danny runs the joint. Also under Mam Danny, those aren't Brady's cards anymore. They belong to everyone and needs to learn to share instead of being a capitalist pig. I think the reason this guy will use for stealing the cards is because his EBT card didn't work because of the government shutdown, and he couldn't feed his family. Number three, the casting director for The Witcher says Anya Chalotra was cast to challenge beauty standards. Meanwhile, I still found her hot, but I couldn't watch the show after the second season because the writing was terrible. As for beauty standards, yes, guys definitely won't like a woman that has a thin waist, big boobs, symmetrical face, full lips, and smooth skin. Imagine being her and then realizing they only cast me because they thought I was ugly. Moving on, meanwhile in Canada, after a female head of the military decided to recruit government employees as soldiers, she's having second thoughts because of public outrage. Looks like overpaid government workers don't want to go to boot camp. So where does Canada get its extra soldiers? My bet is that they're going to start thinking of recruiting young men. But will they, because that teaches them discipline and the ability to fight? And they don't want that either. They need 300,000 soldiers in their reserves. Good luck with that. Number five, looks like the government in the UK is starting to brainwash kids before they even go to public school. There are now hundreds of babies and toddlers being referred to the UK's de-radicalization program. How much you want to bet that it's not baby Muhammad's going to the program, but instead baby Jason's and Steve's? Who's going to become a failed state first, the UK or Canada? It's like they're racing towards the bottom while thinking that they're doing good. Up next, here's what it's going to look like when this guy's wife asks him where all the money for Christmas went. And he wakes up to see that Mr. Market took it all. By the time I put this video out, odds are that the markets are going to be in free fall. And I hope that my double short position on the NASDAQ brings me a very Merry Christmas, using this guy's money, because he thought that the AI bubble would never pop. I also sold all my Bitcoin at 110 and went short on that too. It's going to be a very Merry Christmas for me, unless the short positions turn sour. Number seven, remember that the next time a woman says that her body count doesn't matter, the statistics don't lie. If she's a virgin, there's an 80% chance of a lasting marriage. After three partners, it's 40%, and it keeps on dropping from there. Higher body counts are strongly correlated with infidelity and divorce. And I'm tired of women like this pretending they're not. They can't bond with you the way that they did with the first few guys that they were with. Moving on, here's another truth about female nature that guys need to realize. That women are fine being sexualized so long as they're being paid for it. That's their one Achilles heel. They don't mind men gaining freedom through corn so long as they can profit of it through OF and other means. That's why sex robots have to include them somehow, or they'll go and smash all of them. I can't wait to prove this in action. Number nine, here's more truth about female nature, with more than half of women out there saying that they would leave their partner if he lost his job. That number's probably a lot higher. Women will monkey branch to more successful dudes if their guy falls behind. Remember that women are sex objects and men are success objects. If you're an unsuccessful sex object, odds are that she's going to leave you. Unless, of course, you're extremely good looking. Then she's going to pay your way. Up next is some crazy propaganda from Wasted asking the question, can foreigners help Japan have more babies? Sure, so long as those foreigners aren't white or East Asian, it seems. Preferably black. But the Japanese or Chinese won't tolerate this because they're more racist than white people. Almost as if racism itself is protecting them from flooding their countries with migrants. No wonder people in the West are being shamed for being racist even though they aren't. Number 11, Sam Altman and his husband fund a startup to edit babies' genes. Finally, eugenics is becoming popular again. People are saying this is a dangerous path we're heading down. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the future. It's dangerous for women because we can combine the DNA from two males now. Add artificial wombs in the mix, and women are obsolete. Gene editing can remove hereditary diseases like cancer and prevent allergies and autoimmune conditions. It's a great thing if it's done right. Moving on, is there any difference between a building covered in graffiti or a woman covered in tattoos? Yeah, there is a difference. The building has had slightly more men come into it. But according to Turd Flinging Monkey, they've both had black babies ended in them. Also, don't forget that the building can't give you an STD. Also, the building isn't going to sue you for alimony and child support for a child that doesn't even belong to you. Number 13, influencers now have more reach on 5 new platforms than news media and politicians. Where have they been? This has been the case for the last 10 plus years now. People don't want to be preached to and bought and paid for by politicians and television anchors. They want ordinary and honest people to listen to that share their struggles. At one time, I had more viewers than City TV online. And the only reason that's not the case is because YouTube is throttling my content. My audience retention is above average at 75 to 80%. And yet the algorithm won't recommend my content to new viewers. Up next, Canada is a country that's sinking like the Titanic, after hitting an iceberg named Trudeau. And we're watching it happen in real time. If you're here, get your lifeboat ready. It's wrecking itself through uncontrolled immigration, crime, inflation, and unsustainable debt. And the boomers here are voting for it to sink even faster, so their house values go up. Which might as well be the deck chairs on the Titanic at this point, rising in value just before the country sinks. Number 15, to add insult to injury, Canada's first lady looks like this. I've heard before that English women age poorly, but damn, it's like our prime minister married his mother or something. She also looks like Gary Busey after he rolled out of bed. But look beyond the look, she's messed up mentally and one of her kids is trans too. As for these two, they look like a boy band from the 80s called Flock of Failure. Michelle Obama looks beautiful by comparison. Moving on, people suggested that she start bulking up and that it would be worth it. And there she is crying about it after gaining all that weight. But to be fair, that's just the average Mexican chick when she turns 25. Their genes pull a pin on the fat grenade and it turns them into dump trucks. It's so common that people came up with the term Shrexican to describe what happens to them. Pulling the pin on the fat grenade while bulking up is a recipe for her rear end to blow up like an atomic bomb. Number 17, I'll never understand how people like this exist. They're walking, talking contradictions. This is like saying you're a zebra for lions and are completely oblivious that the lions want to eat you. If I had to caption this, it would probably be, learn how to fly, buddy. He has no idea and is just trying to follow every possible trend to gain validation and social approval. There's a new word for this called wondertard. A person so dumb they make regular retardation seem advanced. Up next, here's another friendly reminder that 80% of single men are no longer interested in dating. And we aren't even trying. Why bother when dating apps take too much time and you barely meet anyone if you're the average male? Tinder and Bumble stock have crashed because of the lack of growth. And because of pay pigs. The men have stopped paying and 60 to 70% of people meet online these days. Meeting in real life is almost impossible. Number 19, climate scientists claim that the Gulf Stream could be close to collapsing and they're predicting a new ice age. If that happens, then Europe is done as it'll become as cold as Canada. They ran this same new ice age scam about 50 years ago to get people to give them money for their environmental causes, which are just communism in disguise. But we need to look on the bright side, because it's a good thing for all the AI data centers and crypto farms. They need something to cool them down. Moving on, a new dating term just dropped called being geographically monogamous, where you have different girlfriends in different parts of the world. I guess that when you're worth $14 billion, you can do whatever you want. If I eventually date again and live half the year in Miami and the other half in Toronto, maybe I'll try this and make the two women jealous. But knowing women, they'll just cheat when I'm not there. So I don't think Alex's strategy will work out long term. Number 21, Michael Saylor is telling everyone to hodl their Bitcoin or hold on for dear life while he abandons ship, apparently. Actually, this is just pretending. People who sold their Bitcoin at $120,000 aren't doing it because they believe that it's a bad asset. They just want to buy back five times as much if the price falls to $25,000. Plus, they can make a fortune shorting it and buying 10 times as much at $25,000. Why settle for 10 Bitcoin when only a year later you can have 100? Up next, oh, the irony. This Harvard professor earned $1 million studying honesty only to be fired for faking her data. She also looks like she has no upper lip and needs to wax her mustache. A lot of the time research grants just end up being ways to launder money or make work. How many more studies do we need to explain the obvious and common sense? This is probably the tip of the noseberg. Imagine how many other studies out there are complete fakes. Number 23, where are all the feminists outraged? Because Germany moves towards the military conscription of men. I don't know about you, but I think it would be more awesome if Germany started conscripting able-bodied and lesbian women over 20. We need Bull Dyke battalions to prove that women can fight just as well as men can. But seriously, imagine being a genetic German man being drafted to defend Muslim invaders and their welfare benefits. This just proves that governments see men as their property. Moving on, here's a Subway ad telling white women that playing loud videos in public to turn things down because they're disturbing this peaceful foreign Muslim man. Yes, because it's always the white women that make noise on public transit, free from earbuds. Meanwhile, it's usually the enrichment community that doesn't actually follow the rules. This is just gaslighting at this point. And also, meanwhile, mosques in London blast prayers at 5 in the morning, and that's perfectly fine, when it's just psychological torment. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Jennifer Love Hewitt? Hasn't she heard of Ozempic before? Also, why show off all her flab like that? I know what she ate last summer. Cheesecake. People say that her excuse for gaining all that weight is motherhood and that she has three children. That's poppycock. She can afford a trainer and Ozempic. Hell, just cover your arms, lady, or pay to have the fat sucked out of them. People call this aging. I say it's just laziness. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.